After students settle into their seats on a sunny, crisp afternoon, Linda Schneck stands beside her harp in the middle of the classroom and explains her unusual line of work. She says she's not trying to cure serious illness, but she says clinical studies show that certain kinds of music, especially harp, can actually change the body's response to pain and stress.
The parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of your nervous system that is trying to really hold a calm balance, that relaxes.
What Schneck plays on her harp differs depending on the patient's diagnosis. She also changes her improvisation as she observes the patient's response. For example, deeper breathing or an altered heart rate in response to the sound.
So what happens if I play a note that is droning? So it just continues the same note, the same harmony to be played over and over.
What often happens, she says, is better circulation. No one questions her. In fact, junior Brandy Garcia says she's seen it work firsthand.
I actually work at the hospital in St. Albans at Northwestern Medical Center, and we have a harpist play in our waiting room, and it's really soothing for the patients who are going to get their mammograms and a CAT scan MRI to have that experience of that soothing music. It helps them prepare for those tests that may not bring the best of news to them, but it helps them just relax at the moment.
Research is starting to confirm that music can affect not just mood, but biochemistry. But many of those studies are conducted or sponsored by alternative medicine organizations. Harpist Schneck knows that it will take some time for skeptical doctors to prescribe music. But she says it is becoming more popular, especially in hospice settings. There's a difference between healing and curing, and so although we may not be curing disease, we may be helping, she says, in a non-pharmaceutical way. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.